This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I now know why I'm not a fancy man and why I don't have a real job.
Oh.
And why I could never, I don't think.
Thank you for the clarification, because I don't know. This is a real job.
What do you, well, like, Aaron, have you ever had a real job? No, yeah. If you hesitate that long, then you have it. Like, you've worked in my mom's bagel shop. Like, that's like,
I've worked there for like 15 years.
That's
I've
not
there
a real
before.
Job because it's your mom.
No, I worked there before she. I'm the reason she bought it. I hate it. I regret it.
So you worked there, and then she's like, "I'll just buy it," because
yes.
They were about to fire you.
They and, no.
And she's like, "Hold on, I'll just buy the damn place."
No,
so you
the
have a job.
Previous owner was retiring, and my mom was like, "I grew up working in Runza's. Let me buy it." And now I'm stuck for life.
You're not stuck, but still.
So, surrounded by gluten.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Okay, so back to you and your lack of.
Yeah, I have a wedding. I have a couple weddings coming up and that I have to go to, and I'm not having one, but. And I.
Erica?
What are you doing?
The wedding is the one thing where it's hard for me to. Weddings and funerals, I try not to wear a tie. If I can get away with not wearing a tie, I try not to. But weddings and funerals are the one where sometimes you just kind of need to wear a tie. And that's okay. It's just I don't have to do it every day, so I'm thankful for that. But I have to. And a while ago, I had purchased, because I'm not a dress shirt guy, I had made a quick stop at Walmart, and I bought a couple of their dress shirts. One black, one white.
Okay.
Seemed high enough quality for what I'm looking
what
for.
What are you doing, man?
Which is I'll wear this once every 18 months. And this will get me through. And
this is one of those things that drives me nuts. I don't care who you are. Like, you have to invest in a couple of things as a man.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to have some dress. Like, you can't go, well, these shoes look like the Aldo shoes, or these shoes look like Nordstrom shoes. You got to, for the weddings and funerals, you have to have a pair of shoes that if you're on any piece of wood, you might die because they're so slick on the bottom.
Yeah.
That's what a real dress shoe is.
Yeah.
And a dress shirt, someone should have taken a tape and put it around your neck, then put it across your chest, and your shirt shouldn't be SMLXL. It should be 15 and a half by something. So it's got your sleeve and your neck size, because it makes it, like, especially if you're tying a tie, you don't want it to.
Right.
Yes.
And
oh,
you
I
don't
hate
want
that.
It. That's why you go spend one white shirt, bro, not Walmart.
Well, and I guess I agree, because we don't dress up often. So when you do,
you gotta
do the
look
whole
money.
Nine. Yeah. And your daily shirts, I can tell looking at it, is stiff. It's thick. Why would you go to Walmart for a thin one for a special event?
Yes.
Because of the rarity that I wear it. Because even if I do wear a suit, I often don't wear a dress shirt under it at all. I wear a t-shirt a lot. I'll do a turtleneck.
You did wear a t-shirt with a gold chain the last time I saw you in a suit.
Yeah.
But you said under a dress shirt? You don't?
Under a suit. I'm sorry.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah,
under a suit. I will say, I would never attempt what you attempted there. Okay. The t-shirt with the gold chain.
Look like a record producer. But,
you look like something.
You crushed it.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
really? Thank you.
Don't take it the wrong way when I say, God, no, would I ever be caught dead out in public like that? I don't think
you could pull it off.
I couldn't pull it off. I would look. Sorry, I just, when I said pull.
Yeah, I just spit when
I got
everywhere.
A little shower. But like, when you described what you were going to wear, I was like, okay, good luck, man. And then you rolled in. I was like, whoa,
you did it.
I was like, please sign my band.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
Like, right when you walked in. So anyway, but like, at a wedding.
I know. And this is where I'm torn. And
Walmart shirt is not going to fly.
And you nailed it. You're exactly where I'm at, because I had an event. I've talked about it. My friend's 40th birthday party, when I went back and everyone was in suits and I wore the turtleneck, but everyone else had, these are rich, rich guys.
Mm-hmm.
And
so their suits fit like the gods chiseled.
They get tailored suits
they
like
look
weekly.
So money. And you just standing amongst them, you just feel inferior. You just feel, even though I don't know, like they're all white shirts. And I don't know what brand any of them are, but you can just tell.
It stands up differently.
Yeah.
If they're wearing a tie, it's exactly the right size. Not too tight, not too loose. Because if you get one that feels comfortable, then you look like you're wearing your dad's shirt. Sure. And then the sleeves come out
Which
of your...
Which it was an option. I called him. To see.
Dad, do you have any nice shirts that I could borrow? So,
But you're nailing it. So I'm at this point where it's time to get the nice things, but I'm torn because I don't really wear them, so I'm gonna spend a bunch of money on.
I'm literally in the same boat, because this morning getting ready, I was like, I have band tees and jeans, and I can no longer dress like that. Like, I need to put in more
Why
effort.
Why can't you keep? You can.
Because I want to put in more effort. I don't know. We're on camera now. I'm editing. I'm staring at myself like, wow, you're a slob. Get your shit together.
Okay, I really hope the Chet and the boys caught that. I don't find it that way. You're on the radio. You should be in band tees.
That does make sense,
in his real thick Elwoods.
Thank you.
But like,
you
when we go to Erica's nuptials, which we haven't killed her or put her in a box. She's just not here at the moment. I will call you out. I will grab a microphone and go, hey, everyone. Okay, everyone, go to Walmart.com, see if you recognize TX shirt. Like, you have, dude.
Okay, yeah.
Where do you get your shirts from?
I get my shirts, most of the shirts that I wear underneath things, this shirt right now, State and Liberty.
Dress shirt is also like a white.
Yeah, what I wore when I wore my suit was State and Liberty. It's a shop on Cherry Creek, right by where we did the silent disco. You could throw a rock from the silent disco to it. Really, like, look how stretchy these shirts are. They are.
Oh, yeah.
They are the most insane stretchy. So you just find your size, go in there. They'll put things on your neck. They'll they'll offer you. Here's how you know you're going to get soaked when you go to a place. Would you like something to drink? And you're I'm sorry, what? And they're like, water? Whoa. And they're like, what?
Champagne?
Really?
Whiskey, champagne, and you're like,
Walmart has free samples.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.